In today's episode of the Foden Bead Show, we'll talk with Docta in Pod Akbar and go over the week's news, including my pod, Dodana, Pod Radis's possible three-way tie, Plusgen's Hammerheads, and we'll take a look at the top and bottom of the Swiss. Welcome to the Foden Bead Show, a weekly podcast about the Star Wars Armada Vassal World Cup. Hello and welcome. I'm Rythos42. We're going to start this episode with a talk with Docta in Pod Akbar, and then catch up with Armchair Jedi with this week's event news. How are you doing, Docta?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me. I'm very excited to be here on the podcast.
Right on. Looking forward to talking to you. So how long have you been playing Armada?
Yeah, so I came in like at the worst time to play a tabletop. I started playing in January of 2020, but that was also kind of the best time. Me and my buddy broke out the core set that was sitting in my closet for a year unopened, and we just played on TTS a bunch. And then I started kind of picking up tournaments, eventually jumped into the Vassal World Cup last year. I actually qualified from one of the random tournaments I did on TTS, but the People's Cup was a lot more entertaining, I think, because I feel like I just would have been absolutely demolished had it been just, you know, top players all around.
Okay, still, there's something to be said about being last out of the best people in the world.
True, yeah. But yeah, I don't know, I'm a competitive guy. I like to compete. I don't think I'll make top four, but I'm hoping for Swiss, at least. So I did make it out of Swiss, or out of pod stage last year, which was good. And then I just kind of kept it up over, you know, the rest of the 2021 here. And I actually made it to some in-person tournaments in Texas. I flew down for the Lone Star Open, and then the Texas Open was the next week. So I got to meet like cool guys like Fox Omega, Valadian, who does the tabletop simulator mod, Karnak. That was awesome. And so, yeah, it was really cool to meet all those people. And I think actually the Texas Open stuff got posted for this year as well. So if you're looking for a fun tournament, those Texans know how to do it.
How did you end up with your fleet as it is? What kind of thoughts go into building an Admiral Ozzel Onager Morallo fleet for you?
Yeah, so I was just kind of taking my Vassal World Cup fleet from last year and revamping it a bit, and also kind of challenging myself to see how mean I could get with it. And I think I achieved the mean part pretty well. Yeah, so last year I ran Admiral Ozzel as an officer on a Harrow fighter coordination team. And that was kind of, the idea was it would push all these decimators forward so they could even get a turn one alpha strike on some ships that were, lingering a little too far forward. I didn't have Cataclysm though. I think that was kind of a mistake, but I was kind of changing it up. The victory, you know, didn't do enough for its points, I think. So that's why I went with Demolisher. It's cheaper, it's, you know, punchier, and it can still get that fighter coordination team to help move things around and get those extra Morallo activations. I wasn't expecting a whole lot of Morallo. That's kind of why I brought him. I was expecting more Sloan Onager and triple Svat Venator. Those two, I feel like maybe they've just been a bit overplayed or something. But Morallo as a whole, I wasn't anticipating a whole lot. So I felt comfortable bringing him with my squad ball as it is. It's pretty light. It's 93 points, where, you know, Real Veers' list last year, you know, it was at that 134 cap. So bringing, like, I felt comfortable bringing Morallo around. So overall, I think that's kind of where it was at, is basically people aren't going to really want to bring him. And I was just trying to pack as much mean things as I can in as like bite sized packages, I guess. So, you know, I'm fitting Squall, Demolisher, and I didn't originally have Cataclysm, but I ended up dropping that just to get the bid. For my one opponent I played so far, I think it proved to be useful because he said he would have picked first.
If you had have had Cataclysm?
Or second player, sorry. Yes. If I had Cataclysm, he would have picked second and forced me onto first player, which isn't exactly what I'm looking for with Morallo. But again, having Cataclysm and Demolisher, I feel like also kind of make up for having that. But I was like, I feel like a lot more comfortable on these, you know, second player objectives with my squad ball the size it is.
Yeah. How did that first game go for you?
It went really well. It was a 10-1. My dice were incredibly hot. I feel like he didn't play his fleet optimally. He had 56 points of hull in squadrons from 120 points of ARC 170s.
That was Zilius with an acclimator, Tarkin acclimator, Navuta B, Ven 1, a consular, and 8 arcs.
Yes, that was, I basically going into the pods, or like when I submitted my fleet, I'm like, as long as I don't get like super squad heavy pod or like angry Ewok, I think I'm fine. And then that's literally what I said to myself. And then of course I come out here and I'm the lowest squad ball with 93 points. And yeah, his 120 points, 56 hull was absolutely terrifying to me. It kept me up late at night for two nights before. And yeah, so it's just like, he kind of swung in around from the outside. So that let me essentially pump some shots into the Venator and then snatch some of the arcs that he kind of left dangling off the side. I kind of engaged my squads a little irresponsibly, but overall it didn't matter a whole lot. But, you know, that was kind of a lesson learned there. You know, with the amount of his squad ball, you know, the speed that it was and the size that it was, if he came straight at me with that, that was my worst fear. It was like, okay, he's just going to bowl right through me with 56 hull. You know, he's a good opponent too. That Acclimator was never in any danger and was still pumping out damage, which it was my target too. Like, that was like, this Acclimator is actually more expensive than my Onager flagship. That was my initial target. And of course, he super, super talented just to kind of keep it just out of danger all the time. I almost made a boondoggle, actually. I there was that one point where I could have turned my flagship in to the right, you know, trying to keep it the main gun on Acclimator. That would have been a mistake. You know, he had first player advantage. And so my ultimate decision was actually to keel out back up to the middle of the board, speed three away using my Ozzle. And yeah, like, there was no way I could have actually kept that gun on the front. So that decision overall, I think, was what swung the game. Like, I just denying him points at that point.
How are you feeling about the other two opponents? You've got Angry Ewok with two Corvettes, medium transports, 108 squads, and Assault Frigate. And then you got Chivalry with Assault Frigate, Pelta, Corvette, medium transports, and 123 of squads.
Both these fleets are very annoying. I'll start with Ewok here. Annoying for me, that is. They're great fleets. Ewok, you know, phenomenal player. Runner-up last year with pretty much the same exact fleet. It's a very well-practiced fleet. You know, he's got Jaina's Light, Jaina's Dark, as he calls it, and then the Giga Drill Assault Frigate. And he's really well-practiced, really smart. He takes time to practice. So I'm not looking forward to that game from a competitive standpoint, because I feel like there's a strong potential he could wipe the floor with me. But especially because he's bringing Strategic this year. So I'm not sure how he plans on using that. Maybe his objective suite changed. I wasn't able to watch his game against Chivalry or Zilius. So I'm his last match, and I think we're trying to schedule something for this last week here in the evening, American time. After the Vassal World Cup final last year, because I was streaming it, right, since Biggs was unable to do so, Angry Ewok actually hopped in the chat, and he mentioned that he practiced five times that week in preparation for Real Veers' list. And I feel like in North America, we don't see Morale as much. That's part of the other thing that terrifies me about Angry Ewok, is that practice and level of familiarity he has against Morale. And then Chivalry, though, that Assault Frigate is really tanky. And it's sneaky tanky, you know, with Agate and Whalex Blissex. It's really going to throw a lot of anti-squad damage, which, again, I only have 93 points of a squadron, so versus his 123 points. So it's going to be interesting to see how we fly. Chivalry's fleet, though, is the one I'm actually most comfortable about out of the three in my pod. Again, that might be just more based on how how the fleets play out in my head. Who knows? I think he could surprise me, though. You know, another good player there. So overall, I think I'm comfortable enough saying, with thanks to my large win in the first round or in the first game there, I think I'm comfortable enough to say I'm probably going to make it out Swiss, but hopefully I'm not exuding too much hubris there.
A 10-1 coming out of the gate will do you some pretty good work. You had that YouTube video where you went through and guessed at everybody who was going to make it out. Did you have yourself making it out when you did that?
I did. That was before I really had the realization at how much hull those Arc 170s had. there was a good period after that video where I was like, oh crap, I'm probably just gonna like end up just short here. But no, it happened to work out perfectly. Again, my dice were really hot too. I think I used Veteran Gunners once on my Onager, and it was just to greedily go for a third damage out of my side arc.
Anything else on your mind with the event this week?
I got some pods I'm interested in and watching here. Pod Grievous seems pretty interesting here. We still have a few games to play, and it's really tight. We got like a big win from either of the two losers right now, I say in air quotes, can actually pump them up into that Swiss contention. And then we also have, you know, just two players sitting at one game here. So it could either, these players could either, you know, swing really large and, you know, be up in the top echelons of, you know, the Swiss next round, or, you know, hey, we could actually have some pretty awesome drama there. Pod Grievous. And then we're looking at Pod Sloan. That's it. Pod Sloan's looking pretty interesting. That's a European pod. Holdy Colonia, who got stuck with Aresius and Real Veers last year, has already clinched, but looks like Plusian and Rold will be battling for that second spot. And, you know, both of those players are really good. So it'll be interesting to see how that one shakes out there.
Yeah, and on that one, I've got it on my list. I want to interview Plusian.
Yeah, all his hammerheads.
Yeah, all his hammerheads. And... you know, that decision that must have been going through his mind last week, where he chose to like sacrifice 7 out of 9 of his hammerheads.
Yeah, no, that's the beauty of having cheap ships, you know, they're expendable. You'd expect it more from a droid fleet, though.
Yeah. And what kind of thought process goes into bringing 9 hammerheads? Like, this is just...
Yeah, I think it's really interesting, too, because it's designed almost just to make the opponent uncomfortable. Like, what are you gonna do with a pile of pass tokens? I've only had 1 or 2. I don't know how to handle 4 or 5. So I think that fleet is also interesting. And then a final pod here, Pod Ramadi. Aresius was undefeated last year and missed Swiss, even with the win over Real Veers. So I'm just to see how, you know, he's made some slight changes to the fleet, and it's just to see how that plays out. He only has 1 game played, but I think that's going to be a cool pod to watch, because so do the other players. So Dirdan's setting kind of the standard there at 16 points. That's going to be like the bar to beat.
Well, that's all for tonight. Thanks a ton for joining us, Docta.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. And I'm also going to plug the calendar. If you guys could fill that out, it helps me set up my scoreboard and whatnot for when I want to stream.
Nice. Where can people find your stream?
Yeah, you can find my stream at Twitch TV, Dr. Pwnage Gaming. I also will post links and whatnot, and feel free to DM me or anything if you're looking for links to the stream or links to any YouTube or Twitch recordings.
Right on. Well, I will include a link to your Twitch in our show notes.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And now let's talk with Armchair Jedi about this week's event news. How are you tonight, Armchair?
I'm doing okay, thanks, Rythos. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. It's been a good weekend. I got beat twice on the weekend, and I'm officially out of the event.
Awesome. Awesome. Welcome to the club.
Yeah, thanks.
So in the pod this week, 4 more pods finished up all their matches. So far, about 26 players have clinched their spots in the Swiss, which is over half the spots. Unfortunately, 2021 champ Real Veers has had to withdraw. Angry Ewok has advanced, which makes him the only player from last year's top 4 to move forward into the Swiss. So we're going to have a brand new round of Swiss players, a new round of elimination players, and a new champion. So let's get into the pods. In pod Tarkin, Big Papa Palpatine's 3 Gladiator Star Destroyer Palpatine fleet destroyed John Otto's TF-1726 fleet 10-1 and followed up with a 6-5 win over Mike P to finish on 18 points. Jotto Otts and Mike have 1 match left. Jotto couldn't advance, but he's going to need a big, big, big win. In pod Dodonna, Rythos42 dropped an 8-3 match to the unskilled first officer. The Flak utterly failed to get the last wound on Merrick Steele to make it a 7-4.
I was there.
And you were also there for the last game versus Sam. Now, going into this game, Unskilled First Officer was in control of his destiny, and he could advance with any win over Sam. And you could make it as hard on him as possible by getting as many points as you can in your last game, which, of course, is easier said than done against a super tough opponent with a super tough list. And that game was super tough and hard played. I think there was about 6 or 7 of us watching at the time. Sam's Onager got the killing blow on your Venator. And the roll, I screen capped the roll. It was 3 double reds, a single red, an accuracy, and 2 hit crits to blow away that poor Venator. And then you came within a whisker of getting his Onager. You'd rolled exactly the dice you needed to kill it, and Sam managed a targeting scrambler, one of the black hits away. Onager survived on 1 health. Good game, though. But with that 9-2, Sam, an unskilled first officer, will move on, and you and I will be sitting in our podcasting chairs watching it all happen. Over in Pod Garm, Taserface defeated Skycake 8-3. Outbound Flight clinched his spot with a 9-2 win over Skycake and finishes at 23 points. Skycake lost a close 6-5 match with 3 MOV against GM Thrawn and will not advance. So GM Thrawn has a chance to advance with a 7-plus win over Taserface in his last match.
There are a number of fairly close wins that I've heard of recently. There was the mutual tabling.
Yes.
And also in my pod, Sackett and Unskilled Officer had a 3 MOV 6-5 as well, where Sackett beat USO.
There's been, I mean, when you think about it, 20 pods, 81 players, there's going to be a lot of games played. But yeah, there have been a lot of close matches and a lot. And like I was saying, like a lot of these matches, and I haven't had the chance to watch most of them. But, you know, in a lot of matches, you get those games that winds up as a 7-4 or as an 8-3, but it's like a hit away from being a 6-5 the other way, right? So a lot of really cool close matches, and kind of shows the relative skill level of the group we have here as being very competitive. Over in Podratus, Horngrim defeated Lem 2-1-3 10-1 and finished at 21 points, just shy of clinching a spot. If In Rob We Trust gets less than 8 points versus JJ's Juggernaut, Horngrim will get through. But there is a neat little scenario where all three of them could wind up on 21 points. JJ's Juggernaut also defeated Lem 2-1-3 10-1. Lem lost all three of his matches 10-1 and is eliminated. And please give him some Fs. The last match in this pod will decide who gets to move on. And this is one of these interesting pods where you have this magical kind of scenario at the end. JJ's Juggernaut is playing in Rob We Trust, and there's a potential for a three-way tie on 21 points where MOV could send both JJ and Rob through over Horngrim. If JJ gets at least 4 points in his last match, JJ and Horngrim will go through. If In Rob We Trust gets at least 9 points, Rob and Horngrim go through. If Rob wins 8-3, then it's a three-way tie at 21 points. JJ will advance, and In Rob We Trust will need at least 164 MOV to advance, otherwise Horngrim. So I'm not sure if that game has been scheduled yet or when it's taking place, but if you have a chance to watch it, there is a lot at stake on that match in Podratus. In Podryken, M. Musterer got a 7-4 win over Xantos and a 9-2 over Weston. Paul and M. Musterer will advance out of that one. In Pod Akbar, friend of the podcast, Docta, defeated Chivalry 7-4. And with that, Docta and Angry Ewok will advance out of that pod.
Congrats, Docta.
Angry Ewok and Docta still have a match to play, which will affect their seeding. In Pod Screed, in Maturin's final game, he got a 7-4 win over a Cylindrical Bobcat. LTD earned a 6-5 44 MOV win over Armchair Jedi, meaning Maturin will advance. The final game pits Armchair Jedi against Cylindrical Bobcat. Bobcat needs at least 7 tournament points and a 147 MOV to get in. Otherwise, LTD is going on to the Swiss.
Big congrats to Maturin for making it to the Swiss, and sorry that you had to beat Armchair Jedi to get there.
In Pod Vader, Forminder defeated the Armored Ginger 8-3, meaning Forminder and Protomaker advance. In the final match, Forminder got an 8-3 over Protomaker to take top spot with a 3-0 record, 25 points, 630 MOV, which will give him a great match in the first round of the Swiss. In Pod Ozzel, Roquax got his Vassal World Cup play underway with a 10-1 tabling of CPO 83. The margin of victory could have been worse if not for a final squad phase where CPO gained 3 tokens and killed Demolisher. Fox Omega won a close 6-5 match versus Roquax and clinched his spot in the Swiss. There's one game left in this pod between Ronin and Roquax to decide who goes on. Ronin needs 7 plus points and a 94 plus MOV. In Pod Grievous, no new games this week. Pod Leia is all wrapped up. Cadet VW cruised to a 9-2 win over Backseat Admiral, and Geek won his final match against Backseat Admiral 7-4, which eliminated him. Cadet VW and Duckbird will advance to the Swiss. In Pod Tag, Bantha and New Gandhi's game ended in a bloody 7-4 with only one combat ship remaining on each side. Green Knight sits on 16 points, Bantha on 9, and New Gandhi on 8 after 2 games each. All are waiting on games against B2W. In Pod Jerjerod, Sippy Backy gave Real Veers only 29 MOV in a 6-5 loss before Real Veers withdrew. His played matches are converted to 8-1 losses, meaning that Garrett has now clinched a spot in the Swiss. Sippy Backy's Fleet versus Dark Reaver's SSD are yet to play, scheduled for Tuesday. Dark Reaver will advance with 4 or more tournament points. Pod Sato Black Admiral played Vimes, and in this game there was a standout moment where Black Admiral's 7 fire sprays attacked Ahsoka, with Axe standing nearby. The fire sprays ended up taking a total of 12 damage just to get 3 damage to stick to Ahsoka. And once the overlapping flak and counterattacks were done, there were 2 fire sprays left with a total of 8 hull. In the end of the day, Vimes won 8-3 and clinched a spot in the Swiss. The lone game out of Pod Ramadi saw Medal of Fairness defeating Galerius 8-3. Still nothing decided in Pod Ramadi, lot up for grabs. In Pod Sloan, Plaosian faced off against Rold on abandoned mining facility. Plaosian's 9 hammerheads flew in a 3x3 box up the middle and racked up a massive 31 tokens to Rold's 8. 7 of the 9 hammerheads ended up dying in the effort for a 402-386 win. Poldi Colonia will advance on his 20 points. Plaosian lost to Arlacy 7-4 and finishes at 16. Rold versus Arlacy are still to play. That means Poldi Colonia's 20 points are enough to get him through to the Swiss. Plaosian lost his last match to Arlacy 7-4 and finishes at 16. And in the final match of the pod, Rold defeated Arlacy 8-3 to claim the final spot. Nothing to report from Pod Agat, but in Pod Constantine, Walker defeated Saska 7-4 and then won a close one versus Green Dragoon's SSD and clinched his spot. There's a single match remaining, Saska versus Green Dragoon. Green Dragoon needs 5 points to advance, otherwise Irish Mad Cat will squeak through, and the game is scheduled for January 28th. So that is what's going on this week in the pod, which obviously is a lot. It's the second week, obviously, most of the games, most of the pods, everybody's in action. A lot of stuff's getting decided, but still a whole lot left to play for. Looking ahead just quickly to the Swiss, and understanding that there's still close to half the spots still open, but right now, Brobafet, Forminder, and Rimsin are the top seeds going into a Swiss if it started right now. Sam, Docta, and Angry Ewok still have a game to play and could hop up into the top 3. Mechanic, Rold, and Protomaker are the lowest seeds out of the finished players, but it's fairly wide open at the bottom. There's still lots of games to play in this final week of the pod phase, and a lot of these games are going to come down to the very last victory point. So good luck to everybody. Play hard, go pew pew, and we'll see you in a week to find out who makes it into the Swiss.
That's it for tonight. Thanks again to Docta for coming on the show. I'm Rythos42.
And I'm Archer Jedi.
And may the Force be with you.
Always.
Thanks for listening to the Food and Beat Show. We don't have a Patreon or Apple reviews for you to give us, but if you have a story you'd like to tell us or feedback on the podcast, write us at foodbeatarmada@gmail.com or on Discord. Listen to us next week for more Vassal World Cup commentary.
Wokwax.
Wokwax.
Wokwax. Fox Omega won a close match versus Wokwax and quenched his spot in this Swiss. Mowage.